Welcome to Ireland, and welcome to a dark world at 10 past 11 at night, when I'm going to read you the work of an Irish poet. But first, I'm going to let you listen to the voice of the poet, Theo Dorgan. He's written a poem which he's dedicated to Leonard Cohen. It's a poem with the same title as another poem, and it's an example of a poet bouncing off another poet's work. It's Ithaca, and here is Theo Dorgan reading it.
Ithaca. When you set out from Ithaca again, let it be autumn early, the plain leaves falling as you go, for spring would shake you with its quickening, its whispers of youth. You will have earned the road down to the harbour, duty discharged, your toll of labour paid, the house four square, your son in the full of fatherhood, his mother, your long beloved, gone to the shades. Walk by the doorways, do not look left or right, do not inhale the wood smoke, the shy glow of the young girls, the resin and pine of home. Stand there and hold their gaze. They have been good neighbours. Plank fitted to plank, slow work and sure, the mast straight as your back, water and wine, oil, salt and bread. Take a hand in yours for luck. Cast off the lines without a backward glance and sheet in the sail. There will be harbours, shelter from weather. There will be long empty passages far from land. There may be love or kindness. Do not count on this, but allow for the possibility. Be ready for storms. When you take leave of Ithaca, round to the south, then strike far down for Circe, Calypso, what you remember, what you must keep in mind. Trust to your course, long since laid down for you. There was never any question of turning back. All those who came the journey with you, those who fell to the flash of bronze, those who turned away into other fates are long gathered to asphodel and dust. You will go uncompanioned, but go you must. There will be time, in the long days and nights, stunned by the sun or driven by the stars, to unwind your spool of life. You will learn again what you always knew. The wind sweeps everything away. When you set out from Ithaca again, you will not need to ask where you are going. Give every day your full reflective attention, the rise and flash of the swell on your beam, the lift into small harbours. And do not forget Ithaca. Keep Ithaca in your mind, all that it was and is and will be without you. Be grateful for where you have been, for those who kept to your side, those who strode out ahead of you or stood back and watched you sail away. Be grateful for kindness in the perfumed dark, but sooner or later you will sail out again. Some morning, some clear night, you will come to the pillars of Hercules. Sail through if you wish. You are free to turn back. Go forward on deck. Lay your hand on the mast. Hear the wind in its dipping branch. Now you are free of home and journeying, rocked on the cusp of tides. Ithaca is before you. Ithaca is behind you. Man is born homeless and shaped for the sea. You must do what is best.
One of my favourite poems is Ithaca by C.P. Cavafy. I think he's a Greek poet. I've loved this poem for as long as I've loved any other poem. But it's time now for me to read Theo Dorgan's Ithaca for Leonard Cohen. When you set out from Ithaca again, let it be autumn, early, the plain leaves falling as you go, for spring would shake you with its quickening, its whispers of youth. You will have earned the road down to the harbour, duty discharged, your toll of labour paid, the house foursquare, your son in the full of fatherhood, his mother, your long beloved, gone to the shades. Walk by the doorways, do not look left or right, do not inhale the wood smoke, the shy glow of the young girls, the resin and pine of home. Allow them permit you to leave. They have been good neighbours. Plank fitted to plank, slow work and sure, the mast straight as your back. Water and wine, oil, salt and bread. Take a hand in yours for luck. Cast off the lines without a backward glance and sheet in the sail. There will be harbours, shelters from weather. There will be long empty passages far from land. There may be love or kindness. Do not count on this, but allow for the possibility. Be ready for storms. When you take leave of Ithaca, round to the south, then strike far down for Circe, Calypso, what you remember, what you must keep in mind. Trust to your course, long since laid down for you. There was never any question of turning back. All those who came on the journey with you, those who fell to the flash of bronze, those who turned away into other fates, are long gathered to asphodel and dust. You will go unaccompanied, but go you must. There will be time in the long days and nights, stunned by the sun or driven by the stars, to unwind your spool of life. You will learn again what you always knew. The wind sweeps everything away. When you set out from Ithaca again, you will not need to ask where you are going. Give every day your full, unself-conscious attention. The rise and fall of the swell on your beam, the lift into small harbours, and do not forget Ithaca. Keep Ithaca in your mind, all that it was and is and will be without you. Be grateful for where you have been, for those who kept to your side, those who strode out ahead of you or stood back and watched you sail away. Be grateful for kindness in the perfumed dark, but sooner or later you will sail out again. Some morning, some clear night, you will come to the Pillars of Hercules. Sail through if you wish. You are free to turn back. Go forward on deck. Lay your hand on the mast. Hear the wind in its dipping branches. Now you are free of home and journeying. Rocked on the cusp of tides, Ithaca is before you. Ithaca is behind you. Man is born homeless and shaped for the sea. You must do what is best. You must do what is best. Thank you, Theodorgan. Theodorgan, Theodorgan, Ithaca. When you set out from Ithaca again, let it be autumn, early, the plain leaves falling as you go, for spring would shake you with its quickening, its whispers of youth. You will have earned the road down to the harbour, duly discharged, your toll of labour paid, the house four square, your son in the full of fatherhood, his mother, your long beloved, gone to the shades. Walk by the doorways, do not look left or right, do not inhale the wood smoke, the shy glow of the young girls, the resin and pine of home. Allow them permit you to leave. They have been good neighbours. Plank, fitted to plank, slow work and sure, the mast straight as your back. Water and wine, oil, salt and bread. Take a hand in yours for luck. Cast off the lines without a backward glance and sheet in the sail. There will be harbours, shelter from weather. There will be long empty passages far from land. There may be love or kindness. Do not count on this, but allow for the possibility. Be ready for storms. When you take leave of Ithaca, round to the south, then strike far down for Cirque. Calypso, what you remember, what you must keep in mind, trust to your course, long since laid down for you. There was never any question of turning back. All those who came the journey with you, those who fell to the flash of bronze, those who turned away into other fates, are long gathered as asphodel and dust. You will go uncompanioned, but go you must. There will be time in the long days and nights, stunned by the sun or driven by the stars, to unwind your spool of life. You will learn again what you always knew. The wind sweeps everything away. When you set out from Ithaca again, you will not need to ask where you are going. Give every day your full, unselfconscious attention. The rise and fall of the swell on your beam, the lift into small harbours. And do not forget Ithaca. Keep Ithaca in your mind, all that it was and is and will be without you. Be grateful for where you have been, for those who kept to your side, those who strode out ahead of you or stood back and watched you sail away. Be grateful for kindness in the perfumed dark, but sooner or later you will sail out again. Some morning, some clear night, you will come to the Pillars of Hercules. Sail through if you wish. You are free to turn back. Go forward on deck. Lay your hand on the mast. Hear the wind in its dipping branches. Now you are free of home and journeying, rocked on the cusp of tides. Ithaca is before you. Ithaca is behind you. Man is born homeless and shaped for the sea. You must do what is best. Man is born homeless and shaped for the sea. You must do what is best. Big, big thanks to you, Theodore Dorgan. May you carry on well in Dublin.